Lesson 29, Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy. The purpose of this lesson is to teach us to keep the Sabbath day holy. Introduction. In the United States during the 1930s, many people could not find work. It was a time of great hardship. One priesthood bearer in Salt Lake City got a job with the government. It paid better than most jobs, and it promised security. There was only one problem. The new job required him to work on Sunday, but he needed the money to support his family. He knew that the Lord is not always displeased when people have to work on Sunday, so he prayed that the Lord would approve of his work on the Sabbath. But the Lord gave him the feeling that, in his case, he should not work on Sunday. He discussed the matter with his wife. They both felt he should tell his boss he would not come to work on Sunday. When he did this, the boss warned him that he would lose his job. What would you do if you were this man? When this priesthood holder refused to work on Sunday, he lost his job. A short time later, however, he found another job that did not require him to work on the Sabbath. The sacredness of the Sabbath. In the beginning, the Lord spent 6 days creating this earth, but on the seventh day he rested. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. He called this day the Sabbath. He set the example, showing us that we should honor the Sabbath by resting from all our work. From the beginning, God has always expected his children to devote 1 day in 7 to him. Before the time of Christ, the Sabbath was observed on the seventh day of the week. But following Christ's resurrection, the Sabbath was changed to the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. It was called the Lord's Day in honor of his resurrection on that day. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. John chapter 20, verse 1. Christ is therefore Lord of the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. As such, he has commanded us to keep the Sabbath on my holy day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 13. In the time of Moses, the Lord emphasized the importance of keeping the Sabbath when he included it among the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. The Lord told the people of Israel that the Sabbath was very important, that their obedience in honoring it was a sign of their faithfulness to him. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 17. The Sabbath was observed as directed by the Lord in these and other scriptures until the time of Jesus Christ. During these centuries, many uninspired religious leaders placed many restrictions on what a person could do on the Sabbath. For example, they taught that a fire could not be started or put out on the Sabbath. A person could untie a knot only if he could do so with one hand. 1 mile was the limit anyone could walk. Broken bones could not be reset until after the Sabbath. It became so difficult for the people to obey all the rules that they forgot the true purpose of the Sabbath day. Rather than being a blessing and a joy, the Sabbath became a burden. In what ways do some people today forget the true purpose of the Sabbath? President George Albert Smith explained what our attitude toward the Sabbath should be. The Lord has set apart 1 day in 7, not to make it a burden, but to bring joy into our lives and cause that our homes may be the gathering place of the family, increasing our love for one another. Improvement Era, January 1949, page 9. How can the Sabbath be a joy in our lives? The Lord has revealed that he blessed the Sabbath and made it sacred. On this day we are to rest from all our burdens, worries, and work. It is a day when we can thank the Lord for his many blessings of health, strength, comfort, and spiritual joy. The Sabbath is a day to draw closer to our Heavenly Father through study, prayer, and attending meetings in which we worship him and partake of the sacrament. Keeping the Sabbath day holy. The first presidency of the church has given us definite instructions about our activities on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is not just another day on which we merely rest from our work, free to spend it as our light-mindedness may suggest. It is a holy day, the Lord's day, to be spent as a day of worship and reverence. Church News, July 11, 1959, page 3. The Lord has not given us many rules about the Sabbath. He has simply given us some directions to guide us in keeping the Sabbath day holy. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 13. Why has the Lord asked us to keep the Sabbath day holy? To keep ourselves unspotted from the world. What does it mean, to keep thyself unspotted from the world? What should we do to keep the Sabbath day holy? We can go to the house of prayer, rest from our labors, pay our devotions, offer up oblations and sacraments, confess our sins, prepare our meals with singleness of heart, fast, and pray. What does devotion mean? Devotion means loyalty, faithfulness, deep affection, worship. The Lord has made it clear that if we are to keep the Sabbath day holy, we should spend the day in worship and in doing good. What are oblations? Oblations are gifts to the Lord. They include tithes and offerings. The Sabbath is the appropriate day to give these offerings to the Lord. What is meant by singleness of heart? Singleness of heart means having one sincere purpose. Preparing food with singleness of heart means preparing it with the love of the Lord and His children in our hearts. In addition to the instructions given us in the Scriptures and by our living prophets, we can learn how to keep the Sabbath day holy by studying the life of the Savior. One Sabbath day, for example, as Jesus was going into a synagogue to teach, he met a man with a withered hand. The scribes and the Pharisees, convinced that healing the man would break the Sabbath, gathered around the Savior to see what he would do. Knowing what they were thinking, the Lord asked them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" Then, looking around at all of them, he said to the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." The man did so, and his hand was completely healed. See Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Another Sabbath day, Jesus asked, "Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?" Luke chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. In this way, Jesus taught us that some work must be done on the Sabbath. President Spencer W. Kimball has said, "It is true that some people must work on the Sabbath, and in fact, some of the work that is truly necessary, caring for the sick, for example, may actually serve to hallow the Sabbath. However, in such activities, our motives are a most important consideration. When men and women are willing to work on the Sabbath to increase their wealth, they are breaking the commandments. For money taken in on the Sabbath, if the work is unnecessary, is unclean money." Spencer W. Kimball, The Sabbath, A Delight, Ensign, January 1978, page 5. As President Kimball points out, there are times we cannot avoid working on Sunday. But if we do, we should keep the spirit of the Sabbath in our hearts. Keeping the Sabbath day holy expresses our love for the Lord. It shows our gratitude for His goodness. When we are faced with the decision to engage in an activity that may or may not be appropriate for the Sabbath, we might ask ourselves three questions. Is it doing good? Is it spiritually uplifting? Would Jesus do it? Parents often have found that the things that make Sunday a good day for their children make it a good day for them, too. One young father said, "On Sunday, I spend more time with my children than any other day. Saturdays, I always have so much work to do around the house, and the kids don't get much attention. But on Sunday, my wife and I read them more stories and sing them more songs. We go on walks through the neighborhood. We listen as they tell us stories. The children love Sunday because they get more from us, and we love Sunday because we get to give more to them." "We just don't let anything from the outside distract us from each other," said one mother, echoing the policy of many families. "Whatever we do on Sunday, we do together. We go visiting relatives as a family. We hold special meetings for our children and make sure that the program is aimed at pleasing all age groups. It's such a habit now that our children just automatically turn down invitations from friends to do things that would take them away from our home on Sunday." Orson Scott Card, Making Sunday the Best Day of the Week, Ensign, January 1978, page 9. There are many people who honor the Sabbath. Many farmers harvest and sell their produce on the 6 days given to man for work. They do only those chores absolutely necessary on this holy day and obey the Lord's command to worship Him. Cattle owners drive their animals on weekdays and finish or interrupt their roundup by Saturday night in order to attend their meetings on Sunday. Owners of successful eating houses close their doors on the Sabbath and spend the day directing activities of the church. Grocery store owners close their stores on Sunday when other grocery stores stay open. Owners of service stations close on Sunday, but still make their profit on the 6 days given for work. Managers of department stores close their doors on Sunday and spend this day worshiping the Lord. Drugstore owners sell no food, cosmetics, or sundries on the Sabbath. They fill prescriptions only in emergencies. Students study their lessons only on the weekdays. Owners close their factories on the Sabbath. Hunters do their hunting only on weekdays. Fishermen find time in 6 days to do their fishing. Families hold only weekday reunions and picnics. Many groups never have parties and outings on Sunday. To do these things may mean sacrifice, but in almost every business, profession, and endeavor, there are faithful, successful people who make the sacrifices and experience joy in obeying the commandment of the Lord to keep his day holy. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2. Conclusion. The Lord has told us not to trifle with sacred things. One of the most sacred things the Lord has given us is his holy day. Elder Ezra Taft Benson has said, "The purpose of the Sabbath is for spiritual uplift, for a renewal of our covenants, for worship, for rest, for prayer. It is for the purpose of feeding the Spirit that we may keep ourselves unspotted from the world by obeying God's command." Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, Ensign, May 1971, page 6. Challenge. Seek to make the Sabbath more spiritual. Do so by gathering your family around you and discussing your family's conduct on the Sabbath. Try to find the best way to keep the Sabbath day holy. Page 252. Remind family members to ask themselves three questions to determine if their activities are appropriate. Is it doing good? Is it spiritually uplifting? Would Jesus do it? Additional scriptures. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 through 21. Selling on the Sabbath. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14. Not to seek pleasure on the Sabbath. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 30. Commandment to keep the Sabbath. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Gospel Principles, chapter 24, the Sabbath day. 2. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 29, Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy.